Good morning.
Radio
City.
Weekend Wake Up.
Radio City 96.7.
It's the Weekend Wake Up for Sunday morning on Radio City 96.7. First proper weekend back after New Year. And I've only got Adele in the studio with me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really good. And not only you.
Oh, yeah, little Louis Armstrong.
Well, we've got to talk about, he is the cutest thing ever.
He is, but it's really embarrassing. There were some girls outside who recognised me and he did the biggest poo and I had to pick it up and wipe his bum.
Oh, that's good. You do the scoop and bag.
I would not dare leave that in the middle of a shopping area.
So how are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
How was Christmas and New Year?
Heavy. It was heavy. I'm still feeling a little bit hungover from New Year's Eve. But no, it was really nice. I had about 10 days off. Yeah. Recovering though, I had really bad flu. So it's really nice. I caught out with all my family and friends. It was nice.
Yeah. I had the man cold from my niece and nephew. Being in a warm house Christmas day, I think the germs finally caught up with me. But as my mum pointed out, if it was flu, you'd be aching all over, so I'm just thinking it's a man cold.
No extra sympathy. I was stuck in Tokyo and I had to have injections in my bum so I could get on the flight home. I was so ill. It was unbelievable. Yeah, I thought I had swine flu, but I was reassured that I didn't.
You didn't. It's all good. Let's look forward into 2011, because obviously the single's a week away, the album's 2 weeks away, but how much of 2010 was hard graft getting this done? Because obviously when the single finally comes out, I think, oh, she's been away for 2 years. What's she been doing? How much time goes into getting it start to finish, written, recorded and all polished off?
Well, I started writing it in December of 2009 and then recorded it, the bulk of the record, in April. And then it was just mixing and kind of tweaking it until about July. And then I handed it in August, I think, but I wanted to kind of live with it for a little while, so rather than quickly rushing it out like you normally would and everyone normally does, I just kind of sat on it for a little while, make sure I was happy with it and all that, and then had a bit of time off before it all went crazy, and then I did Jules Holland in November, and then I just got home.
You make it sound like handing in a school project.
It is.
You go to the record company. Why don't you just kind of like go, here you go. Is it all right?
Well, I over-involve everyone who works with me, so they're all part of every different process, like the boring ones and the really fun, exciting ones. It's kind of, I didn't really hand it in, and then I wouldn't do that because I'd get scared. They'd go, this isn't good enough, and then I'd be like, oh my god, and then I've got to go and do like it all again. So it was kind of a collaborative thing with everyone that works with me from really early on.
Now, the new album, which is out in 2 weeks' time, is called 21.
Yeah.
Did it kind of feel as you were working on this new album that you were being inexorably drawn towards the follow-up to 19 2 years later, being called 21? Was that kind of like calling you as the writing was going on?
Because when I was promoting 19, lots of people would ask me if my next record would be called 21, and I'd be like, no, as if, shut up. And then I changed so much in between my first album and this album, and like, it's just, I think 21's a really poignant age because you're like officially an adult and officially kind of on your own. And I really felt like that, and I really felt like I was closer to becoming the person that I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And it just seems the only fitting title. And then I was going to call it Rolling in the Deep, but that's a bit of a mouthful for all Europeans. Rolling in the deep. And then, you know, and 21, you know, numbers, they're universal, so.
Yeah.
Initially I was completely avoiding the idea of calling it 21, but then it just sort of beat me up and told me that would be the title.
Good morning.
This is Radio City's Weekend Wake Up.
Radio.